The lawmakers say Wisconsin spends $12 billion every year on energy that comes from out of state. Supporters include State Representative Katrina Shankland, a Democrat from Stevens Point. Shankland says the proposal doubles the renewable resources credit if the green power is produced in Wisconsin. She says that will create jobs.
Wisconsin has the second highest electric rates in the Midwest. While our neighbors have lower costs of energy but stronger renewable portfolio standards, this bill will put Wisconsin on track to lower the cost of energy and help ratepayers while increasing Wisconsin's energy reliability and independence.
Shankland says utilities in Minnesota and Illinois are on track to meet or exceed goals of producing 25% of their power from renewable sources by 2025. Wisconsin's current goal is to produce 10% from green sources by next year. Another sponsor is State Senator Mark Miller from Monona.
The fact that we are confronting a retirement of some of our oldest and dirtiest generation plants, it would really behoove the state to have a long-range energy policy, which we do not currently have.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce opposes the act. The group calls it a rehash of a proposal from former Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. WMC says the act will drive up utility costs and kill jobs. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.